Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. On the heels of the Trump election victory, President Biden to address the American people at 11 this morning. You will hear that live on 1010 Winds. Yesterday, we heard from Kamala Harris.
We must accept the results of this election. Earlier today, I spoke with President-elect Trump and congratulated him on his victory. I also told him that we will help him and his team with their transition.
At the same time,
while I concede this election, I do not concede the fight that fueled this campaign.
Here in New York, Governor Hochul announces the Empire State Freedom Initiative focused on areas where New Yorkers may be threatened by a new Trump White House.
Reproductive rights, civil rights, immigration, gun safety, labor rights, LGBTQ rights, and our environmental justice.
Governor Hochul acknowledged how some people may be feeling.
I know many of you woke up today feeling drained and perhaps demoralized.
She says New York will work with the new Trump administration if they want to be a partner.
President-elect Trump needs to repeal his elimination of the state and local tax deduction. He also needs to support our ongoing efforts to support our transit, support the Gateway Tunnel, the Second Avenue subway, and fund major critical infrastructure, again, particularly the MTA.
Hochul and Attorney General Tish James, who is no legal stranger to Trump, are preparing for federal threats to New Yorkers' abortion rights, civil rights, immigration, gun safety, and LGBTQ rights, among others. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Next up for the Trump team.
Trump's transition team includes businessman Howard Lutnick, former Trump administration cabinet official Linda McMahon, and Trump's two sons, Don and Eric. It's unclear specifically what they're hoping to do with people like Robert F. Kennedy and Tulsi Gabbard, who Trump has openly talked about for roles in his administration, in addition to specifically what role Elon Musk would have.
That's correspondent Jake Rosen. As for the criminal cases against the now president-elect,
the two federal cases, I think, almost certainly will end quickly. Reporting indicates that Special Counsel Jack Smith, who was the prosecutor who brought these cases, is actually already making plans to wind them down. And that's because the president has the power to fire a special counsel and to appoint an attorney general who can walk into court and say, judge, dismiss these cases.
That's CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson. CNN is reporting that Juan Merchan, the judge in the Stormy Daniels hush money case, is now considering tossing Trump's conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records. That, as Trump's lawyers are expected to argue, that as president-elect, Trump is now entitled to the same constitutional protections as a sitting president. Sentencing in that case is set for November 26th. Court day today for Rudy Giuliani, who's got some explaining to do to a federal judge. Specifically, he needs to explain why he has not surrendered his $5 million Upper East Side apartment, his 1980 Mercedes, and other valuables. He was told to hand those over by October 29th as part of the $148 million he owes to election workers in Georgia as part of the judgment in his defamation suit. But now comes word that a rep for the election workers recently visited the apartment, where they were told that about a month ago, a moving van took much of the contents to a storage cage on Long Island. Because of that, the hearing, which was supposed to be held over the phone, is now in person. So nothing like a guy with a machine gun in the subway. Yeah, that happened at the Kingsbridge Road stop on the B&D lines, where police stopped a man who had gone past a no trespassing sign by the tunnel. When they went to arrest 21-year-old Abraham Sosa, the weapon fell out of the bag. Police say he also had a loaded magazine and later told cops that he had taken the gun out of his home because his mother had threatened to kick him out of the house if she ever caught him with a weapon. Sosa does have two priors. He is now looking at a long list of new charges. A development in the years-long effort to bring to justice the mastermind of the 9/11 terror attack, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and others.
Military judge has ruled the plea agreements are valid. That contradicts an order from Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who over the summer threw out the deals. The deals were first approved by the military official overseeing the war court at Guantanamo Bay.
Correspondent Rhiannon Alley, the deal would eliminate the death penalty and trade guilty pleas for life in prison. Part of the issue has been years of pretrial hearings to determine what statements would be admissible, given the years of torture while the men were in CIA custody. As for the judge's ruling, the Pentagon said only that it is reviewing it. Another two people, both senior citizens, struck while going about their business in New York City. At least one incident was fatal. That was at around 8 last night on Tillery and J Street in Brooklyn, where a 74-year-old man on a bicycle was hit by a private bus. In Manhattan, an 83-year-old woman was seriously injured by a box truck making a turn at East 45th Street and 2nd Avenue. In both incidents, the driver stayed at the scene and were not arrested. We got a warning Tuesday about brush fires. Wednesday, a large one broke out on Staten Island.
The FDNY says a brush fire in Brookfield Park, which is the former landfill in Staten Island, quickly spread to two alarms. This is following a series of brush fire all happening in Staten Island. In less than 2 weeks, they've seen at least five brush fires, one happening here at Brookfield Park and the four others happening at Clove Lakes Park. As the FDNY battled the flames happening in a heavily wooded area, Parks police evacuated the whole park just past five, including everyone on the bike trails. They say luckily in this fire, no one was injured and the cause remains under investigation. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM. In Eltingville, Staten Island.
The big day has arrived hundreds of miles away, where this year's Rockefeller Center Christmas tree will be cut down and prepped for the ride to Midtown.
Good morning from this very beautiful New England town, West Stockbridge, Massachusetts. And many of the 1,350 residents have been coming by in recent days to take pictures with this now very famous tree that was planted 67 years ago on the Albert family property here. It's the first Rockefeller Center tree, in fact, to come from the state of Massachusetts since 1959. As always, a Norway spruce, 11 tons and nearly 75 feet tall, which will be cut down in the coming hours here and put on the flatbed for the 145-mile trip south down to Manhattan. Add 50,000 lights, and the tree makes its big debut at the lighting on December 4th. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, West Stockbridge, Massachusetts.
New warnings about unapproved copycat versions of popular weight loss meds.
Drug maker Novo Nordisk alerting people after reports that 10 people died and hundreds of others have been hospitalized after using copies of the brand names Wegovy and Ozempic. The company is the only FDA-approved maker of semaglutide. Last month, executives asked the FDA to ban the copycat versions, which soared in popularity due to a shortage of the approved drugs in the U.S. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Having trouble adjusting to these dark days following the end of daylight saving time? Well, you and a lot of other folks.
Sunny day, sleeping off.
That sunlight is exactly what people prone to seasonal disorders need, and many have serious trouble getting through the dark days. Seasonal affective disorder is a type of depression that begins in the fall and gets better in the spring or summer. Doctors suggest beginning in the morning, sit near a device that puts out light about 20 times brighter than regular light. Therapy is helpful for some. Other recommendations include walking outside and sticking to a regular sleep schedule.
As correspondent Allison Keyes, some experts suggest putting mirrors near corners in rooms to both reflect and distribute artificial and natural light.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence.
As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.